like to start to do something. Say, now I want you to, right now I want you to
do something, so I mean it.
Mm-hmm. Get started.
Go right ahead and get through with it. I do it directly, they used to tell me. I said, you better get out here and do what I told you now. I said, you ain't got but one time to do it, and do it now and get it over with.
Nice stuff. If you go on the road and they're out working on it, and they might have it all
blocked
where
you can't go by. Maybe there's a man on this side end flagging one on that end. They do it along here on that highway before we get to working on the road.
If you to give, maybe you're going to give some of your grandchildren maybe a bracelet or something to put around their wrist at Christmas time. You give it to her, you give her a bracelet, and you say, well, now go ahead and
wear it now. Mm-hmm. Or you might not be living when Christmas comes.
If you feel like maybe somebody did something that wasn't an accident, you might say he did that
a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
He did it a purpose. He knows better, or she knows better.
did your boys ever fuss and fight much when they were coming up?
No, not too much. They didn't fuss and fight too much. And the two girls didn't either. They got along good, a whole lot better than I see children and things getting along now. You know, the parents is the cause of the children. If they make a mind at home and things mm-hmm. that way, they won't get no trouble at school.
That's
but
right.
If you let them do anything like they won't, it's school and home, when they go to school, they're going to do the same thing. And I've seen folks at church, and I know it. And they couldn't do a thing with the children. And they get shamed at the church and try to make it mine. I said, honey, you can't raise no baby at the church. You got to raise it at home. I just tell them.
Mm-hmm.
If they get mad, I didn't care.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's the truth. When you're telling the truth, if you get mad about it, you just get mad.
Right.
No, you can't let your child do whatever way he want to. And come to my house or your house morning and pick up and mess up and tear up. You got to raise that child at home. You can't raise him in one day. Not to bother folks this time.
Okay, but it won't be long before it'll be time to kill hogs, will it?
That's right.
Well,
you can't just have one or not.
Yes, and we got one. It's down here at Tallapoosa, don't you? Charlie Trailer, he gets slopped from the cafe and thing down there, and so he don't never buy no hog, and he always wants Charlie to buy one for him. You know, Charlie always punish the hog, and he fattens him.
Mm. Well, it may be at hog killing time, you say, he stuck a knife in the pig and then he...
That's right. Starved him.
Mm-hmm.
And then cut that... starved him in the heart so he would bleed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, honey, that's the way to kill him.
Okay, that's all of it. Now I want you to tell me, let me just get a little information about you on the tape so they'd be sure to know who we're talking to.
Okay.
Tell me your full name.
Hattie May.
Okay. And where was you born?
In Hood County.
And
the 17th of October, I forgot how old. Yeah, anyhow, I'm 75 years old. I guess y'all can count better than I can. It was 1895 or something like that, I guess.
Yeah.
You can call me Smith better than I can.
And how long you been living in Harrelson County?
I've been living in Harrelson County. I tell you, they moved from Hood County when I was a month old. And we stayed in Carroll County 3 or 4 years out here in my mom's, and we've been in Harrison County ever since.
Mm-hmm. So you've been here just about all